our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس. Look after five before five. Allahu Akbar. Look at how beautiful and how comprehensive are the words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says, اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس. Look after five before five. What is it? شبابك قبل حرمك. That look after your youth before old age. Allahu Akbar. Because while you are young, you are able and capable of doing everything. But once you reach an old age, there are some things that you are incapable of doing. Even those that at some stage were young, when they reach an old age, they start to feel that they can no longer be able to do things that they were able and capable of doing at a young age. So our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, O youngster, while you are still young and capable of doing things, do all the things that you are capable of doing. While you are still young and capable of performing your salah, while you are still young and capable of fulfilling all the commands of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, fulfill all the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because when you reach old age, whereby because of old age, you are incapable of performing certain acts, you should take opportunity, use your time wisely now while you are still young. And then the second thing that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks of, Aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam states in this beautiful hadith that sihhataka qabla saqamika. Look after your health before your sickness. Meaning while you are still healthy, look after yourself. Meaning do everything while you are healthy. Do everything that you are able to do, so that when you are sick, you should have taken full advantage of the days that you are healthy. Another thing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, وَغِنَاءَكَ قَبْلَ فَقْرِكَ. Look after your wealth before your poverty. Look after your wealth before your poverty. How many people at some stage, they had so much of wealth, but the same people, today when you sit and speak to them, they no longer have nothing. There are some people that were able, and you know, you meet some people, they will tell you that, hey, you know, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given me such and such amount of wealth, I would have done this, you know, during my days, I had so much of wealth, but I did not do such and such. If Allah gives me that wealth once again, I will do such and such and such. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, when you are capable, while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed that wealth upon you, spend it wisely. Spend it for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Spend it to please Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. While you still have it, spend it wisely, so that there will be no regrets once it's gone. Look after your wealth before your poverty. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam states that وَفَرَاغَكَ قَبْلَ شُغْلِكَ. Take care of your free time before your busy time. Meaning while you are free, take care of that time. Utilize that time correctly before you are occupied. Meaning look after your time while you are free. Look after that time, so that once you get busy, you should not regret the time that you are free. Another thing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam states, وَحَيَاتَكَ قَبْلَ مَوْتِكَ. Look after your life before your death. O young man, while you are still alive, look after your life. Meaning live your life for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Live your life for the pleasure of His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do everything that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do everything that pleases Allah's beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam while you are still alive. So that when death comes to you, because death is a reality, all of us, one day, we all have to be laid down into our dark graves. O young man, your same mother and father, your same parents, that today love you and look after you. If maut and death has to come to you right now, your same parents will be the ones putting soil into your grave. Allahu Akbar. Your same parents, once you are inside the qabr, they will turn away after burying you. Your family members that love you today, your family members that cannot even separate from you, once you die, once death reaches you, once you are put into your dark qabr, they will leave you alone. And the only thing that will accompany you to your grave, it will be your good deeds. The only thing that will accompany you into your grave will be your a'mal hasana, the good deeds that you performed while you are alive. So young man, while you are still alive, while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with this ni'mah and bounty of life, spend your youthful days. Spend these days for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.